This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization said Thursday tuberculosis is on the rise again globally for the first time in a decade, linking to disruptions in access to healthcare because of the COVID pandemic. It says the setback has erased years of progress towards tackling the curable disease, which affects millions of people worldwide. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, quote, "This is alarming news that must serve as a global wake-up call to the urgent need for investments and innovation to close the gaps in diagnosis, treatment, and care for the millions of people affected by this ancient but preventable and treatable disease." In its annual TB report for 2020, the WHO said progress toward eradicating the disease has been made worse thanks to a growing number of cases going undiagnosed and untreated. The organization estimates that around 4.1 million people have tuberculosis but have not been diagnosed or officially declared, up sharply from 2.9 million in 2019. France on Thursday expressed concern over the deadly unrest that erupted in Lebanon over the investigation into last year's Beirut port blast and urged all parties to calm the situation. The French Foreign Ministry said in a statement, quote, "France is deeply concerned over the recent hindering of the smooth running of the investigation and the violence that has occurred in this context. France calls on all parties to bring about a de-escalation." According to authorities, at least six people were killed in clashes on Thursday, all of them by gunfire. The clashes erupted after a demonstration organized by Shiite parties against the lead investigator into the blast turned violent. Find more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwanese officials say the death toll from a fire in southern Taiwan that engulfed a building overnight has further risen to 46, with at least another 41 people injured. Fire officials claim the 13-story building caught fire around 3 a.m. local time Thursday, and the blaze was extremely fierce, it says, and destroyed many floors. Videos shown on Taiwanese television showed orange flames and smoke billowing out of the lower floors of the building as firefighters sprayed water at it from the street. The cause of the fire was unclear, but firefighters noted the flames burned most intensely where a lot of clutter had been piled up. Tens of thousands of impoverished families in the besieged Gaza Strip began receiving Qatari humanitarian funds on Thursday after Israel agreed to a new distribution mechanism involving the United Nations. Recipients of the money queued from the early hours outside 300 distribution centers spread across the Hamas-ruled Palestinian enclave. A Qatari envoy said the $100 handouts would be provided to 95,000 needy families in Gaza through the UN. Qatari support is considered a crucial lifeline for impoverished Palestinians living in Gaza, which has been under Israeli blockade since 2007. Before the latest flare-up between Israel and Palestinian armed groups in May, the flow of funds from Qatar was considered vital to maintaining relative calm between the two sides. The Indonesian resort of Bali opened for the first time to international travelers. Its white sand beaches opening for the first time more than a year on Thursday, but you need to be vaccinated, test negative, hail from a certain country, quarantine. However, foreign visitors will be slow to arrive because there's no international flights scheduled on the first day of the reopening, and tourism officials have forecast travel will pick up in November. Bali's airport will welcome new foreign arrivals from 19 countries that meet World Health Organization's criteria, such as having their COVID cases under control. The government minister who leads the COVID-19 response in Java and Bali said in a statement late on Wednesday, he said all international flight passengers must have proof they've been vaccinated 2 times, test negative for the coronavirus upon arrival in Bali, and undergo a 5-day quarantine at designated hotels at their own expense. They'll also have to follow stringent rules at hotels, in restaurants, and on beaches. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.